Welcome to the April 9th, 2025 meeting of the KPFT LSB. This is a regular meeting. Let's see, it's 7:02 p.m. Calling to order. And since we don't have Teresa yet, why don't we go ahead and we can start the roll call and see who is here and who's not.
Okay.
Did I hear Teresa or?
I am here.
You are here. Okay.
Are you ready?
We are called to order at 7:02. If you would, and we do have, it looks like we've got quorum. Mm-hmm. And so if you can do a roll call and we can see who is here.
All right. Melissa Bowie. Not hearing her. Well, Lillian Kerr has asked for an excused absence. Adriana Casanay?
Present.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Andre Adriana. Rajat Chopra asked for an excused absence. Glenn Etienne? I'm not hearing Glenn, but I know he's trying to get on. Lyndon Foley?
I am here.
Thank you, Lyndon. Jerry Foley?
Here.
Hi, Jerry. Rhonda Garner.
Rhonda's here.
Thank you, Rhonda. Robert Gartner. Not hearing Robert. Rob Lee. I'm not hearing Rob Lee. Everybody needs to mute until they. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Anita Long?
Here.
Well, thank you, Anita. PK McCary? Not hearing PK.
Point of privilege. Yes. Can the chair mute those people who are unable to mute themselves?
I can. I would ask first that people go ahead and mute themselves because it's a manual operation, but.
Okay. Let's try it. Let's just try to continue. And when you're not speaking, try to mute. All right. PK is not responding. Marianne Martinez.
Teresa, you're muted.
Okay. Okay. I didn't hear PK. I did. Marianne Martinez. Not hearing Marianne Martinez. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am, in fact.
Thank you, Sean. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Thank you, Tori. Stuart Nance.
Here.
Thank you, Stuart. Rick Norris.
Hello, everybody. I'm here.
Yay. Jane Scheidler. I'm not hearing Jane. Debbie.
Here.
Thank you, Debbie. Ron Stubbers. Mr. Chair. You're muted.
I am here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Michael Woodson. I'm not hearing Michael Wilson.
I'm here, sorry.
Thank you, Colby Wright.
Here.
Thank you, Colby. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, and Sandy.
Is present.
Okay. Is there anybody on who did not hear me? All right, then. I did not.
I did not hear
Melissa Bowie.
Teresa, turn your phone off.
I don't have my phone on. Okay. I did not hear Melissa, Glenn Etienne, Robert Gartner, Rob Lee, P.K. McCary, Marianne Martinez, and Jane Chider. Okay. Mr. Chair, we have four. I'm going to mute myself now.
Great. Thank you very much. We have an agenda that was sent out for, so we have quorum. We have an agenda that was sent out, my apologies, a couple of days ago. Are there any modifications needed to the agenda, or are we good as it stands?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
May I ask that you read the agenda so that the people who are on the stream can hear it and it's in the record?
Okay. Thank you. So, of the agenda, there is a note at the top that says that public comment is at a fixed time. The agenda items in order may be pulled before or pushed to after the public comment period of 30 minutes as required, depending on how the schedule goes. Item one is a call to order, which occurred at 7:02 p.m. We hope for 7, but didn't quite make that. Item two is a roll call. Item three is agenda approval. After agenda is approved, it requires a 2/3 vote to change. We're intending for 5 minutes for that item. Item four is approval of minutes for the March 12th meeting, also 5 minutes. Item five, and this is a little different than previous agendas, this would pull the PNB director's report and have some discussion about amended bylaws and some Q&A, and that is slated right now at 40 minutes. That takes us to item six and almost 8 o'clock for the public comment section. We have 30 minutes that's allocated for public comment. Item eight is the interim general manager's report, which you should have received by email if you're on the board. Item nine, the KPFT LSB committee and task force reports. So A, we have the management selection and review committee with 10 minutes. We'll see what we need on that. Item B is the finance committee. Item C, governance committee. Item D is the Development and Outreach Committee. Item E is the Committee of Inclusion. And item F is the Major Donor Task Force. Item 10 would be unfinished business. Got 1 minute allocated for that, so hopefully we can run through any. I don't believe we have any unfinished business. Item 11 is new business. We have 10 minutes allocated for that. Item 12 is to confirm when the next LSB meeting would be. That is currently slated for May 14th, 2025. And then item 13 would be to adjourn, hopefully prior to 10 p.m. Central Time. So that is the agenda. Do we have any? Yes?
I have a motion to approve. You may seek a second, and then I also wish to offer an amendment.
All right. So we can approve it as amended.
So let me just offer what the amendment is. I think that staff recognition was omitted.
Left off.
If I'm not mistaken. And so no. I think
staff recognition, perhaps I didn't read it, is item 7.
Okay, great. Okay, then I take mine down. I just move approval.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you. So approved. Item 4, then, is approval of minutes from the March 12th meeting. Are there any objections to approval of the minutes for that meeting? Hearing none. We'll note that is approved.
When we receive those minutes, I don't remember seeing it. Tell me when and I will check.
I think the minutes are put on KPFTX. Teresa, is that, Madam Secretary, is that correct? I would have to check. I don't.
The first time they were sent out was around March 12th. I had on them, and then they were sent out about 20 half an hour ago, and maybe another time too.
So March 12th.
Yeah, March 12th. Let me get the answer to that question. If you want to come back, fine. I'll look for that.
Okay. Is there a question about them, or it's that you haven't seen them? Yes, Susan.
I wanted to note that PK has arrived and Jane Scheidler has arrived. I don't know if somebody already mentioned that. Sorry if I'm repeating it. And Rob Lee is trying to get in.
And I've arrived also, Marianne Martinez.
Sorry.
Madam Secretary, I guess if you got those. Thank you, PK,
say present? Not hearing PK.
PK, are you?
Could Jane say present?
I was muted. But my name is up there, so.
Thank you. I heard PK. I haven't heard Rob Lee, see Jane Scheidler, but I do not hear her say that she's.
I'm here.
Thank you.
And we heard Marianne. All right, great. Thank you. Yeah. So then, allowing for reservation, if Adriana, if you find something in the minutes of the previous meeting that you would like to discuss, we can discuss that later. Otherwise, we'll take the.
Yes, sir. Please put me like an abstention because I couldn't read it. I will read it, and I want to be not disliking an abstention. Thank you.
Agreed. Right. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, which would be the PNB director's report. We have a lot of things that have happened, a lot of emails, things that have gone by. So first I would ask, I think, Michael Woodson, you have an introduction to what's going on at the national level.
Right. As most people know, the bylaws have changed, and I just want to explain the process and a little rationale for it. Like, there was a settlement, a mediation ordered for the settlement to the lawsuit about the bylaws called the New Day bylaws. So, what happens is it went before the Pacifica National Board. Four of us here are directors, and that kind of makes us representatives of not only the LSB but of the memberships. And I just wanted to point out that we were given this task by the courts to mediate a settlement to the lawsuit, and we did that in the order that it should have been done. That we took up and discussed the matter of the need to mediate and what that was about. And then we appointed three members to convene to try to resolve the disagreement between Pacifica and New Day. The members returned. They submitted a solution. The PNB voted with a substantial majority to accept the resolution. And I just wanted to point out that the PNB, you know, was the entity. It was the body that needed to take up this dispute, and that we acted in a way that would have otherwise fallen to the courts before a judge. It was a matter of our own business, tending to our own business as the PNB. To try to mediate this dispute, and it was ordered by the court to mediate. So that's what we did, and this task otherwise would have fallen unhappily to a judge to do. So I feel that the PNB did our job in this matter and took it to a resolution that inexpensively, you know, trying to avoid the expense of the court and also to get towards the business, the proper business of Pacifica, so that the settlement, which was more or less, you know, taking up our time, is now behind us, and we no longer have that as an impediment to the proper business of Pacifica. So I would just say that the PNB did our job in coming to a settlement that was ordered by a court, and we mediated our own business, took care of our own business, and now we have new bylaws.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Rhonda, you have a question?
I do. Michael, would you mind sharing with us, or Susan, or the individual people that were able to vote on the bylaws on the national level? Could you let us know how you voted?
I'll answer that.
I'm sorry. I cannot raise my hand. Can you put me on this? Thank you.
So I'll answer that. Rhonda, all legal matters are taken up in executive session. I'm answering your question.
Excuse me, I did not direct my question to you, Susan. You championed the question. I'd like for you to step back.
You asked whether Michael or any of the rest of us on the board could answer this. I'm answering it.
I would only like to know how you voted. Did you vote in support of the bylaws or against the bylaws?
So, Rhonda, the vote is confidential. I support the settlement.
Michael, do you care
I support the settlement.
Marianne?
Yeah, I support the settlement.
And I believe Jerry?
Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean McPherson.
So we're going to try to go through.
I'm sorry, I can't hear Sean.
Oh, I was just saying, you bet I do.
Okay. I have a question. Did any of you guys, as being new on the board and signing up for the governance committee, I don't recall, I find it kind of weird that we didn't have a governance committee meeting in March.
So, Mr. Chair,
this is a different,
please call the member to order. This is off topic, and we need to continue with the briefing so people know what the settlement was.
Agreed. So, Michael, thank you for your input.
I want to hear, Mr. Chair.
We're moving to further explanation of what the bylaws mean to all of us. So,
excuse me, Mr. Chair.
This is.
I have not finished. I would like. You find out if the governor,
please call the member to order and mute her if she will continue to disrupt this meeting. Please mute her if she continues to disrupt the meeting. Please call the member to order. Thank you. Okay. Got it. Okay. The amended bylaws adopted by the National Board on April 3rd were to settle a lawsuit that has dragged on since 2021. When there was a referendum for the bylaws. And there have been discussions between the man who was counsel and the representatives of New Day in 2022, 2023, 2024 about the possibility of a settlement. Each time those failed, we got it done this year. And we have, uh, these, the restructured bylaws address structural problems that were raised by the Attorney General of California in 2017, have been raised by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, our auditors, and the FCC since then. So the action we took was not only we were given this opportunity by the court, as Michael said, we did our job. The changes, the amended bylaws, actually leave a lot of things in place. The 2020 bylaws are the base. The portions of the, what were called New Day bylaws, were incorporated. So the local station board for this year and next, 24 members currently serving on the LSB at each station, continue to serve, meet, decide on agendas, take minutes, hold committee meetings, through 2026. The chair, vice chair, and secretary of each LSB, so that's Ron, Colby, and Teresa, continue to serve in those capacities through 2026. The treasurer position goes away, and already Lyndon has joined the National Finance Committee last night, where we decided in that committee to invite the 25 treasurers, including Lyndon, to continue to be resource people on the National Finance Committee. There are two new positions are envisioned or are provided for, and I suggest these are to be elected from our board. I suggest we don't have to do this right away. We can do it in a month or two. One of them is fundraising and membership coordinator, and the other one is community outreach coordinator. And I think that this is a matter, it'll be very helpful for the Outreach and Development Committee to start to brainstorm what these functions might look like. Each LSB will decide how it wants to proceed with its committees and CABs in this transition period to best serve its purposes. So I think each of us who are working with a committee will explore further what this looks like in 2025 and 2026 for the committees that we already have underway. LSBs will no longer serve on national committees. Vacancies that occur on the LSB in the interim period in 2025 or 2026, each LSB will elect people to serve on the LSB, drawing on people who fit that category. So listener member or staff member. For the national board, the 22 members currently serving on the PNB will continue to serve through 2026. So that's Sean, Marianne, Michael, and myself from KPFT. The board officers will stay the same through this year. And that's myself as chair, Minerva Sanders from WPFW as vice chair, and Secretary Julia Hewitt, also from WPFW, as secretary. Directors elected to the standing committees will continue to serve on those committees, and they will figure out how they organize the committees and whether they wish to draw on resource persons who might include members of the LSB or people with special expertise. When vacancies occur on the PNB in this interim period, the PNB will determine how to fill those vacancies with persons from the same station and class. There is a major election that will be held in 2026. The time frame for the election is exactly the way that it has been year after year. NES is selected. There is a record date for qualification of membership and staff status. The balloting period is the same, but there will be the ballots will be different. And I can get into that. I think it might help if we talk more about in this transition period what is happening. And perhaps we can move to questions. And let me note that Glenn Etienne has arrived. And so is Rob Lee.
As has Rob Lee. Thank you, Susan. Let's, we have a question from
Adriana. PK? I have my hand out. I told you that I couldn't raise it. Please put me on the stack. I told you when Rhonda was talking.
Okay. PK, you're on the floor.
Okay. Who's, tell me.
PK, you have the floor.
Thank you. One of the things that, okay, I realize already that there is some questions among all of us, and I think that that's been in part that it feels like it's still not all of the LSBs weighing in on the things that have been fixed by the courts. And I'm wondering if we are going to still have a New Day representation for our LSB. I think that that is patently unfair to the LSBs of all of the Pacifica stations, and that at some point, if we can't come together and learn how to govern together, we will continue with the same thing. What's happening in the country, for instance, this is not new. It is not new. It has always been a kind of inequity of those who end up making the decisions for all of us. And I'm wanting to...
Do you have a particular question about how
I'm talking
this is
about
going?
What you all are talking about, that's what Susan just kind of explained. I'm asking a question as it relates to, are we going to continue to have this New Day versus Pacifica, or New Day versus the LSBs in the future? I mean, what I'm hearing from Susan is that they've established the outcome through the court systems, but we haven't discussed those things within the LSB. Of course, I just got back on the LSB. So I'm asking the question in good faith. I'm not trying to be dilatory at all. I am trying to think about what is best when we're talking about outreach and raising money and things like that. We have got to fix some of the issues that I don't think are addressed with what Susan just finished telling us.
Is it my turn to answer? And let me just note that Elizabeth Milos is not LSB.
I mean,
I'm going to answer if you want me to. You asked me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm happy if anybody else does.
Yeah, as a point of order, Elizabeth, we will have a public comment section at 8:00. And you're invited to speak during that section. But the rest of this is the KPFT LSB meeting. So,
please tell me when is my time.
Certainly. I would note that something that, was sent to me that I did not send out to the rest of the board was the court document that has all of the actors in this New Day, Pacifica, who are negotiating this out, who have agreed to this settlement. So it looks, and Susan, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, that a bunch of work was done to try to find a middle ground that could make, well, the least number of people unhappy probably is a better way to put it. And that's where we've arrived. So
let me just answer PK. I very strongly believe, PK, I absolutely believe in my heart, but it is yet to be proven, that these changes will in fact make it better for us to work together. The focus for the local station board will now not be arguments about bylaws and Robert's rules and disciplinary procedures and all that. It'll be on fundraising, community outreach, membership development. And let me ask you, PK, you, of course, were the person who cared for the CAB for years. So we need to hear from you what outreach efforts you think need to happen. We need your leadership on this.
And I'd like to add too, PK, that this is Michael Woodson, that,
Hi, Michael.
How are you? Really, I don't really recognize New Day versus, Pacifica or that kind of, dynamics, on the PNB. I don't identify as, I'm a Pacifican. You know, my decision was as a board of director, you know, and so to frame it as factionalism is something that, I don't find I fit.
Thanks, Michael. So, Adriana requested to be recognized. Adriana, yes. You're.
Yes. First of all, I want to.
And then
say
Matt,
something.
You're next.
Mm-hmm. Tell me when may I have the floor?
You have the floor.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I want to say that all proposed bylaw amendments require notice as part of public process. PNB executive sessions and giveaway are not the way to go. Some changes, as lengthening delegates and director terms, however the wording is crafted, require membership votes. The PNB April 3rd ratification motion asserts that the 2021 New Day by law passes 2 years ago, the judge said they failed. So the New Day and their faction did some spinning and now the Pacifica. I'm sending an email with this information because I want to remind everybody that this is not done. The bylaws cannot be changed, but this is a so-called settlement that basically what that means is the change of the bylaw without going through the process of the bylaw change. This is not the right to go. I will send a letter. We know that the judge is waiting till the new schedule is July 3rd to decide this because a lot of people present a letter to the judge explaining all this violation and right. Our council, the Pacifica Foundation Council, Arthur Schwartz was against this takeover of the PNB and did an executive session in silence. We don't even know who
all right.
They
were,
how they voted and how, where are the amount
I think you're, for the members. I think your point is taken.
I'm sorry, sir. I mean, I understand that you don't want to hear me, but, you know, it's very clear what I'm saying. And I hope that, you know, Rhonda too was asking questions and she got the right. She's an LFC member and she's been interrupted. And I don't think that is fair. And I'm sending an email to everybody. Then you cannot say that you don't know what's going on. This is not legal. You cannot do that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think that we have some people who could possibly answer some of the question that you have. Mac, you were there. Is that?
Yeah. And I think I can respond. I'm not going to attempt to respond to everything. There are some misunderstandings about how the case was, the posture of the case, what was decided, what causes of action were still alive and pending. But I'll say this first in response to PK's specific question. No, the LSBs, this was not a matter for the LSB, the LSBs. The litigation was initiated by the PNB, by the foundation, by Pacifica. by the officers of the PNB, and it was resolved by those same members who are charged, who were charged with the responsibility. So that's the answer to that specific question. I would like to make this point. The wondrous part of any settlement is it stops the bleeding at a time when Pacifica is searching about for how it's going to continue its mission, which takes money. We're spending money on litigation that, frankly, I'm not saying it was frivolous. I'm saying it had its moments. But if we don't like the result, these bylaws as agreed and will be ordered by the court pursuant to the party's agreement.
That's it.
They can be amended. Okay. Now, hopefully if they're amended, because there's something in everything we don't like. Okay. There are things in the bylaws that I don't like. There are things in the bylaws that other people don't like. We can change those using the established procedure and hopefully without the specter of the alleged fraud. That prompted the litigation in the first place. I don't have an opinion whether it was or was not. I wasn't there. But if we don't like them, if they're not workable, they can be amended in the same way using the same procedures as they were amended before. These are not written in stone.
All right. Thanks, Mac. Appreciate that. I believe that,
I wanted to clarify something. I'm not, again, my question is the fact that several times I heard New Day as it related to this court case.
That's who we
see. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. That's who we sued. Okay. That's who the PNB sued, alleging that there was some fraud.
I get that.
In the conversation. Always have been.
Yeah. I get that because when I ran for office, I made some questions about that.
Those members are still with us. New Day is still with us. We just agreed to stop the bleeding, shake hands, and maybe start over.
I'm not being understood. I know that people who are a part of New Day are on different LSBs. I get that. I am talking about not having any faction. There were a lot of named groups that came together since 2018 when I got on the board. And they're entities, they're nonprofits, they make money, those kinds of things. They were sued by the PNB. I get that.
Okay.
But my thing is that the PNB, other than being members on the LSB, The New Day should not be part of, we won't, PMB won, right?
No, okay. Nobody won. No, nobody won. That's the nature of a settlement.
Okay. Well, maybe that.
Everybody gives up something. Everybody gets a little something. And that's what settlements are made of.
Well, I guess.
Nobody hit a home run.
The settlement with New Day? That's all I'm asking. Is a settlement with New Day as an entity separate and apart from Pacifica?
Those are the two parties to the suit.
Yeah, those, New Day those goes people, away.
Well, I think we actually sued.
New Day now is the majority of the PNB.
Okay.
I'm not trying
to be dilatory. I am trying to make a stronger. Susan just gave me a compliment. I hope she means it because I'm a mediator and a conflict person. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm talking about as we go forward, I'm trying to listen to the aspects of the settlement, but I'm not clear about it. I think it's
going to take some more work.
I could come back to PK about this issue, and I realize that Rhonda's got her hand up. A number of the people on the board who are now on the board and voted didn't know what New Day was. Didn't know what New Day was. They had nothing to do with it. Some of the people who were actively involved in seeking the settlement had voted against it. At one point we took kind of a poll of folks, last year to see who was for New Day and who was against New Day. Many people had no idea what it was.
Mr. Chair, why did you allow Susan to speak before me?
She's answering the question that was asked. You're next, Rhonda. You're next.
Rhonda. So, and PK, we can get you a red line. Okay. The majority of the bylaws in the amended bylaws are the 2020 bylaws. There are elements from the New Day bylaws. One person was very afraid because we've lost litigation.
Mediation is.
That if we lost this, it was still open, by the way, if we lost it and there were motions to compel and so forth, that the entire New Day package would go in as a whole. And we thought that it was better to take pieces but graft them onto the basic 2020s. When I told you I hope this makes it better, I very genuinely do, because a very high percentage of the people on the PMB who had to consider this question knew nothing about New Day. They weren't involved.
And one thing before Rhonda, real quick, there is no New Day anymore. New Day is an outside entity. This is a Pacifica.
That's the question. I guess nobody's understanding. That's just the question, Michael. Exactly. I'm not trying to defend or not defend New Day. I do know who New Day is. So that is not the point. My point is that going to be a continuation?
And no,
I think you've answered it now. Sometimes we're still so sensitive that we take everything as something, to point the finger and say this, that, or the other. I was just asking that question because I don't think that any of the entities who came together and became somebody to be against somebody else, there, those are factionalism aspects of what we've done over the years, which is the reason that I did stay with the CAB as long as I did and got a lot of really good data for not just KPFT, but Pacifica overall. There's a blueprint that way. But I wasn't talking about the fact that there was a settlement. Is New Day an entity? That was just a yes or no question. And you've answered it. Thank you.
Thanks, PK. Rhonda, sorry, you've been waiting.
Yes, I have. And before I go further, Mr. Chair, I want you to know that I don't appreciate being accused of making dilatory comments and so on and so forth. It seems like anytime I go to speak on the board, I get shut down. You know, and there are a lot of things, hold on one second, there are a lot of things I could say. So I want you to know that in me asking this question, which I tried to ask originally, and I'm going to ask again.
Point of order, this is in fact dilatory.
No, it's not dilatory.
I'm making my point.
Actually, my point would be, Rhonda, go ahead and ask your question. You have the floor.
All right. Michael Woodson, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question. I've known you for a long time. You've known me for a long time. And we came to Pacifica at a special time, you and I.
Sure.
And I just know this. I am on the governance committee. I don't recall a discussion about New Day. I am no longer entrenched on listservs and such as I've been in the past in my dealings with Pacifica.
Point of order?
No, no.
Question?
No.
Well, she has, okay. So she Michael, has a question about.
Michael, could you, I'm going to ask you to try to help me feel better. I would like to know that the directors consulted with the LSB, not anything that was confidential or anything like that, but I'm just wondering why there wasn't a governance committee in March. Why haven't we talked about this in governance? Why are we allowing 40 minutes for this discussion now when we should have had it before all this was going down? Help me.
Rhonda, let me get
Michael, help somebody me understand from, that. Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Michael, yeah, I'm trying to get your question answered. So, Michael,
I need Michael to answer my question. P&B. I'm not asking you. With all due respect,
it's a question about
governance.
Be you governance
are out
versus.
Of order, Mr. Chair.
Point of order. Point of
call
order.
Call the member to order.
You know Rhonda, what?
Michael, would you like to go ahead and answer that?
Being called call the into member to order. Order.
Michael cannot answer the question. Call the member to order, please.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. If we don't have an answer to that question,
Mr. Chair, I can answer the question.
Okay. Mac?
As I said earlier, it was never a matter for the LSB or the LSB's governance committee. It was a matter for the PNB, the officers of which in an earlier day actually initiated that litigation. They didn't initiate that litigation by going through the LSBs or any governance committees. The PNB, in what it considered the discharge of its duties as members of the PNB, initiated that litigation.
With all due respect.
Excuse me, I'm answering your question.
I heard you. I'm answering your question. I heard you the first time.
I'm trying to answer your question.
I want to make a comment.
Mr. Chair, please call the member to order.
Very disrespectful.
Rhonda. Call the member to order.
He has answered.
Please call the member to
order. He has answered your question.
Bylaws matter.
Please.
Mute the member.
Please mute the member, Mr. Chair. Thank you. By the same token, the PNB settled the case. They made a decision, just as they had made the decision in the first instance to file the suit. They made the decision to settle the suit. That was their prerogative. It was never a member for the LSBs or the LSB governance committees.
And I will add, now that I recall,
Michael,
what's that?
Okay.
I'm out of order. I cannot answer.
You are recognized to answer if you're going to answer that question.
I just say that there was something in the timing, and I don't know how much I can disclose. I'll just leave it at that. The timing that to the PNB got notification of the mandatory mediation comes into play.
At the PNB level. Gene, you had your hand up. Are you still?
Yes, thank you. And I may be changing the subject. And if so, I apologize. And I would welcome being called out of order. However, I need to say this, and that is we have one job. And that job is to keep KPFT on the air. And secondarily, Pacifica. And to that end, we need to focus on raising money. That is our job. Once we have reached that threshold, then we, and I love governance. I promise you, governance was the very first committee I volunteered for. And I do love it and I appreciate it, but we are in a crisis and we need to be raising money. and that is our job. I have been on several nonprofit boards in Houston. Y'all, if you know me, you know I've been on Houston Audubon. I've been on Parks People. I've been on Consumer Citizens Environmental Coalition. And that's our job. That is job one. And so all of this conversation is, while it is valuable, it is secondary. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. And I have a question for Susan, actually, and that is, for this section, are you done with your explanation of, as far as you'd like to give about?
Yes. Okay. If anybody has any other questions, I think that the additional conversation, frankly, should be happening in the committee reports, because the committees will continue to have an important role as we move forward.
That's kind of the part that I wanted to hear. So when we do get to the committees, the committees generally stay.
Can you see my hand up?
We'll have more of that discussion.
Mr. Chair? Can you see my hand up?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I want to add something. I want to, Michael, I know that they told you, give you a version, but I want you to really check the reality of this, because in 2021, Judge Treiberman favored Pacific and No New Day. Our counsel, the same Pacifica Foundation lawyer, is against this because it's giving New Day, and now it's part of the PMB, is giving New Day more than they asked in the original lawsuit. And this is changing the bylaw illegally. They cannot be done this way. This is not a settlement. It's a way to hide
Adriana,
what
it's
they
not,
are doing.
So it's not being done illegally, but.
Yes, sir.
So we're not going to go there.
Take the bylaws.
We will continue. So we're about 6 minutes before
our public comment,
sir. Debbie, you had your hand up?
Yeah, Elizabeth has had her hand up from the beginning.
Elizabeth is not a member of this.
Oh, okay. LSB. Okay.
During public comment. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
5 minutes.
I didn't think I recognized it. Okay.
Yep.
I did want to make one
point.
I did want to say one thing. Mr. Chair, you took my hand down, but. I was only going to say, because you were asking about fundraising and development. If you look at the synopsis that, the chair, not the chair, I'm sorry, that Susan has given us, this refocuses, it should refocus us on those very things, on outreach, development, and fundraising. That is the first and greatest benefit of the perfectly legal bylaws, which are still subject to change should somebody, you know, make that effort.
And I'm all right. Thanks. Marianne, you had your hand up.
Well, my objection is to this lady, Sheila. I'm very offended by her sign there, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, it's
just Trump.
Okay, you can take that down, or I can boot you out of the meeting.
Okay, I would like to know what is a sign that someone's putting up? I don't see it.
It's on the second page. Sheila, you can either take the sign down, or
why?
I can boot you.
Mr. Chair, why? I'm sorry, point of order. Why you can, this isn't the Free Pacifica anymore?
Why? She's disrupting the meeting.
It's disrupting the meeting, and it's saying that the members of the board are illegal acts, and that is not acceptable.
Mr. Chair, this is, in this instance, I completely agree with Adriana. The sign isn't hurting anybody. Half the people haven't seen it. And okay. It wasn't disrupting anything until somebody made an issue of it. I've been looking at it ever since she put it up. It's not bothersome. Let's just do our meeting and quit chasing cats.
Well, we've got 3 minutes left until public comment. Are there members of the board who would like to make additional comment? Adriana, are you?
Make a comment, Ms. Teresa.
Quick question.
Rob, are you, is that?
Yeah, this is Rob. Is it appropriate? There seems to be a significant misunderstanding. Is it appropriate at the beginning of the public comment to, at least, do a little announcement and a summary of what has occurred?
Mr. Chair, if I could just say that was the purpose of having the 40 minutes devoted to this topic at the beginning of the agenda.
That's the previous 40 minutes. We've only gotten so far through it, but yeah. Teresa, your hand is up.
Yes. There are all kinds of boards, and there are some boards where you come up with 10,000, 30,000, or 100,000 even be on a board.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order. Teresa Allen is not a member of the LSB. She's
true.
Out of governance, and she's only the secretary. He can wait and raise her hand and talk in public comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll do that. So our bylaws call for an interval of public comment. I believe that the new bylaws are less determinant about the length of time. This gives an opportunity for the public to address the board, not for the board to address the public. The rules for this time are no personnel issues, no ad hominem attacks, slander, name calling, personnel issues. If those occur, then you could be warned, and if it continues, then you can be ejected from the meeting. Board members are not allowed to comment, speak, or respond. Time for each speaker is 5 minutes, and if all speakers have had an opportunity, then those who have spoken before may speak within the 30-minute time limit. I see that we have several members of the public who would like to speak. Elizabeth, I believe that you had your hand up first. It's 8 o'clock. Would you like to go ahead?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to the chair. I'm sorry, not the chair. I was listening to the revisionist history going on regarding how this came about, but regarding this, these new bylaws, but these new bylaws cannot be implemented because there has been no advance public notice with properly proposed new text and on-air announcements. There has been no approval of 3 of the 5 station boards, and there has been no, more importantly, there has been no vote by the majority of both classes of memberships. What Adriana mentioned earlier about the 2021 decision stands. That was a settlement that allowed for the two classes of memberships to be the ones to decide, and therefore the amendments to the bylaws lost. Now, you know, the PMB is charged with responsibility of following the bylaws first and foremost. And this whole revisionist history regarding stopping the bleeding, the ones who were actually bleeding Pacifica are the ones who are now making this basically hostile, what I would call, and this is my opinion, a hostile takeover of Pacifica by implementing these kind of bylaws that are illegal. Both, they're illegal because of the bylaws, and they do not follow the law either because of the fact that they're violation. Now, There were four court cases also that were dismissed previously by the same New Day people that people here are saying, oh no, members didn't even know about them. Well, you know, the fact that you guys are talking about this whole issue now, but states very clearly that this should have been talked about previously and, you know, committees should have been formed so members could have participated in that. If you guys want an example of what an anti-democratic system this New Day board is going to be implementing with this self-designated board systems, you need not look further than KPFA, whose members and whose majority are implementing very anti-democratic measures, like using ethics committees to suspend people when there's no such suspensions in the bylaws at all. And now that those suspensions will be in hands of one or two people without any kind of recourse. There was no due process to begin with those suspensions that have been going on. And in fact, it was done completely, you know, completely wrong. And I'm going to just say that even during last election, there was so many irregularities that in fact, the chair of the elections committee sent a letter with the names of candidates to the chair as chair of the KPFT to the members of the KPFT LSB with the names of the candidates for that election. But she left out four people who were part of the opposition. Okay. And this is before the deadline. She sent a letter out reminding people to nominate candidates, but she left out the names of four people who were also on the list as candidates and who should have been also considered to be nominated as well. Okay. So there's been a lot of irregularities. Also, unfortunately, and I've seen this, you know, you had your general manager, you know, being a voting member on your LSB for a while. I'm not even sure if that person continues to be one at this point. There are so many irregularities that have been going on. And we just need to learn how to follow the bylaws so that there won't be any problems. And the bleeding has been done precisely by the people who are a majority on the PMB right now. It is such a flagrant conflict of interest. It's ridiculous that anybody would claim that this is going to somehow or another bring about peace. When things are done, when there's a crisis, anti-democracy, anti-democratic measures, and underhandedness, and secret meetings in executive session is not the way to go, does not resolve anything. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Before we go to the next person, I will note, let's see, we have Rob Lee here. Rob, can you say hello?
Yes.
Okay, yes. You're here, and Glenn Etienne is also here. Glenn, can you say present? You are muted.
Rob Gardner's here.
Okay.
Yes. Glenn, ATM present.
So, Glenn, we heard, and Rob, was that you that said hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Rob, I've got Robert Gardner. You're?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. And, so, the next, sorry.
By the way, I don't know why or how to put my hand up now on this screen. It wasn't having, I had a big problem months ago. Then I wasn't having a problem, but I don't even know where to look for it.
Should be under reactions.
Reactions?
Well, let me check reactions across the bottom and put your hand up there. Give that a look. Actually, I think Sheila, you were there for Teresa. Please, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Sheila Hamanaka. I'm a member of the WBAI community, and I'm here to join you. I agree with Elizabeth that the new bylaws that are coming into effect are illegal. Okay. People who have read the bylaws know that in order to change the bylaws, you have to go through a certain procedure. You have to have, if there's big changes, you have to have the membership vote on it. I'm a member. I feel I didn't have a right to vote on this new change that happened. That's wrong, and it's illegal according to our bylaws. Now, there was a bit of, it's kind of like, you know, how Trump says something, it's an emergency, the country is bleeding, and so we have to bypass Congress and all that voting and just put this into effect because we need to do this right away. So I don't think that we should, in Pacifica, take the same kind of manner of dealing with our problems, all right? We have disagreements. We should use democracy. We should use our voices and let the membership vote. Now, what's wrong with the bylaws? What's with this so-called settlement? Well, first of all, the settlement is based on a couple of distortions. One is that New Day Pacifica, which is saying in its court papers, won the referendum. They lost 2 referenda. Okay. They've already lost twice and they don't want to admit that. So they're using a sleight of hand and saying the majority of Pacifica members voted for our bylaws, but they're pulling the wool over people's eyes by not pointing out that there are 2 classes of voters in Pacifica. There's the listeners and there's the staff. Okay. And if something in the bylaws is going to disadvantage the staff, they have a right to reject it. And the judge ruled that it's correct. That's in the bylaws. They have the right to reject it. If both houses don't vote, it's not going to pass. It's like you can't say it passed the Congress, so it passed. If the Senate voted it down, it doesn't pass. Same thing in Pacifica, okay? So what they were going to do was reduce the number of seats that producers or programmers had on the national board. They didn't like that. They rejected it. It's that simple. You can't say it passed when it didn't pass. So, okay, and then another trick is to say, oh, well, those people at WBAI, they're a bunch of liars. You know, they don't really have all those staff members there. And those people who claim to be staff members, well, they weren't working 30 hours over 3 months. By the way, 30 hours over 3 months is only 10 hours a month, right? That's only 10 hours a month. Anybody, let's be honest, anybody who has produced for WBAI or any other station, and I used to do it myself, knows it takes hours and hours and hours to produce a single hour show. It's blood, sweat, and tears, unpaid producers. They work their butts off, okay? And you can't just say, they're faking. There was no proof. The person who shall be unnamed did not present any proof. You can't go and pass a new set of bylaws and go to court and say, let's settle on this based on 2 untruths. That's wrong. It's wrong. We have to vote. Okay. And I noticed that somebody here was upset because the governance committee didn't meet. Well, don't worry about it. Because with the new LSB, you won't have anything to do with governance. That under the new bylaws, the LSB is a giant cab. You're only going to get 1 seat on the national board. And your job, PK, they're happy to have you because you have all the experience on the cab, because now your LSB is a cab. And that's it. I remember there was a struggle in KPFT over the firing of a black manager. Oh, well, under the new bylaws, you won't be able to say anything about that because it's none of your business. It's none of your business that 40% of the people in the Houston area speak Spanish, but there's—
Sheila, that's 5 minutes. Thank you.
May I finish my sentence? There's no Spanish language programming on the FM channel. Thank you.
If we come back around, you could have another chance to speak if we're within our 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Teresa?
Oh, hi. Thank you. Okay.
As I understand the way Pacifica works, and I work on bylaws, we elect people to the local station boards, and those boards elect people to the national board. When we had a bylaws proposal, people voted on it from in the two different areas, and also as from the listeners. The listeners voted, and the staff. But I, to me, somewhat to, as the way I understand it, when someone sued, it went to the courts, and then the judge has a decision about what's happening there, and the case moved forward, and at some point, both the representatives that we had selected and the representatives of New Day before the judge reached a settlement agreement. I don't think, like when we first created the bylaws, we had meetings every week for about a year, and we had opinions on everything. And we ended up with, and I was on the national board at the time, we ended up with seven different versions of the bylaws. People would come up to the microphone and be in tears because we had to wean it down to one set of bylaws. And so the national board selected a set of bylaws of the seven different versions. I don't think that when the national board and New Day, which cost, you know, this lawsuit cost us a lot of money, I don't think it's going to go back to the individuals that wrote the original bylaws. And I don't think it's going to go back to, a bylaws proposition, which would probably cost a lot of money to send out in the mail, up or down. I don't think that's going to happen because at that point we lost control of it when it went, through the court and came before a judge. Sad to say, but I mean, I'm hoping that our elected representatives came up with the best possible, compromise, and I'm sorry that you don't feel that way, but having read of the bylaws what I could, they are a little bit of everything. I mean, of both versions, there's a lot in there from the original. But to some people feel that our bylaws are contentious and frustrate, and our meetings are frustrating. I'm hoping that we can have a new approach to success for our radio stations, because I think it's very frustrating when some of our stations can't make their payroll or can't make their health care. And I think that our programming suffers, and as a result, our service to our listeners is compromised. So I hope we can have some conversations in the future, not contentious, but airing our differences and hopefully appreciating what good has come from the situation. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. I have a couple of people that are on phones, and I don't know that they can raise their hand. One is a number ending in 1438.
That's Nancy Zabarnard.
Okay.
Yeah, 1438. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Did everybody finish speaking?
No, but we're next in line, so.
Bill Closer is next in line. Bill Closer is next in line.
You have the floor.
We can let Nancy go. It's okay.
Oh, if Bill's first, go ahead. Take him first.
Okay, Bill.
I'm going to step on Bill's toes.
Okay, thank you. Just to correct a few things. Well, first, let me state, I think most of you know, just full disclosure, I've been a supporter of New Day since the beginning, New Day Pacifica. I was also involved with a previous bylaws rewrite attempt called the Pacifica Restructuring Project, which is about a year or two before that. And I will say that, you know, it's a totally different organization, by the way. But anyway, the I guess the biggest thing I want to point out is that the members of Pacifica did vote. They voted in 2021 for the New Day Pacifica bylaws. That was the vote. Everybody who was a member of Pacifica got to vote on it. A lot of them did, and a majority voted for it. Another correction is that the courts never ruled that the New Day bylaws were defeated. They ruled they were Pacifica sued New Day Pacifica, not the other way around. Pacifica sued New Day Pacifica first, because New Day was raising some issues that had not been addressed, which I'll mention again in a minute. And then New Day countersued because the general legal counsel at that time got the national election supervisor to disqualify some of the candidates, the LSB candidates at KPFK, after the voting was completed. And they later admitted that was a mistake. They should not have been disqualified. But at any rate, it's been tied up in litigation ever since then. The only thing the court ruled on, if I remember correctly, I'm not an attorney, but I've tried to read all this stuff and keep up with it. The only thing the court ruled on is that the members had to vote in classes, you know, listeners and staff. But there's been an issue ever since regarding the legitimacy of the staff vote, primarily at WBAI. It's never been settled, or the judge has never ruled on that, I'll just say. Without going on to the details, I'd be glad to do that if you want me to, but there are a lot of questions about the legitimacy of that vote and how it was manipulated by, frankly, the general legal counsel and management at WBAI, who made false statements on the air and even at a PNB meeting, at least one PNB meeting, about what the New Day bylaws would do. I have read every word of the New Day bylaws. I've read every word of the old bylaws, and I've read most, I think, of the new bylaws that were just posted on Pacifica.org a few days ago. And I encourage all of you to go there. There's on the homepage of Pacifica.org. You can download the bylaws that were just agreed to. So what happened is that the judge finally last fall, I believe it was last fall, told both parties, New Day Pacifica and Pacifica, to see if you can get together and mediate and work out a compromise or whatever. And that's what they did. They worked out a compromise. I bet, I haven't counted word for word, but probably 95% of the language in the old bylaws is also in the New Day bylaws, and it's in this one that was just approved by the PNB last week, and that's on the Pacifica.org website. I think this was a good compromise. It doesn't include all the New Day stuff. It includes a lot of it. I think it includes the most important reforms that were in the New Day bylaws. What it does not include, I'm talking about the settlement agreement now, it does not include some of the things that people objected to the most, which was the quick transition of membership on the national board. That was going to happen almost immediately under New Day, with the objective so you wouldn't have to have another election right away. But the settlement compromise keeps the current board in place, as I believe Susan stated and Michael stated, and it keeps the LSBs in place, even though some of the roles are changing. And through the end of next year, and then we'll have elections on the same schedule we would have had anyway next year. And so I think the reforms are important. I think they're positive. I think it will help Pacifica. It'll help KPFT. It'll help all of our stations. It'll help us be more, have a more functional government so we can focus on the important things like keeping our stations alive and keeping Pacifica alive so that we can fulfill our mission, which we cannot do if we're spending all our money and all our energies fighting with each other and driving away good board members because they don't want to waste their time on all this kind of stuff. It helps us focus on the important things. And so I support this. I think it's a good compromise. And because the judge asked for the two parties to mediate and come to a decision, this is it. It's a decision. And you don't have to go back to the membership or the LSBs again. The vote was already taking place in 2021. That just never was completely made definite until now. So I appreciate all the work on the BNB to make this happen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Nancy, I think you were next.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't like this retelling the truth back and forth that's going on. This was already settled by Judge Travelman, and it was in favor of Pacifica. And the things that were kept being insisted and insisted by New Day Pacifica was that the 2021 referendum was not fair because BAI staff were not true voters. Like they added some people but provided no evidence whatsoever. The other point was that there were four candidates at KPFK, and they asked permission to the membership list through a third party of their station in Los Angeles to send a postcard and say, please vote for us. And the National Elections Supervisor allowed it. However, later, the National Elections Supervisor found out that postcard was asking for money, not for KPFK, but for them. So she disqualified those four. That's what Mr. Crozier was talking about just now. So they were not allowed to get on the board, and that was the other beef. Now, there's a conflict of interest because there's the New Day Pacifica lawyer is also a national director. And with the – so you have a majority of three stations, the three Ks, with – supporting New Day's objective, and they want to get rid of the LSBs. So the LSB will be stripped of their oversight, local oversight over management, over finance. These are very important things. Even with the previous bylaws, the LSB of KPFC could only see one financial document in the 15 years I was attending the finance committee, a telephone bill, June of 2019. And Lyndon showed it to us in the committee. It was a $630 telephone bill. It was amazing. 15 years, and I could only see one. So, you know, we're not getting our due. The LSB is not getting the capacity, the wherewithal to do a really good oversight of finance. Now, with this new proposed bylaw, which they're saying is now in effect, and even the programmer of conversations told the public last Monday that it's now different bylaws, which is incorrect. The reason why it's not correct, it's not that these new bylaws were done without changing the bylaws first with the requirements of the bylaw process. There is a process. You don't just have a majority vote in the PMB and it's a done deal. No, you have to put it on for 30 days on the air, two times in the 6 to 11 and then at night two times for 30 days. And then you have to vote in an open session, not a secret session, not an executive session. And this vote happened April 3rd in an executive session. I'm happy that our four directors said tonight how they voted. I don't know. I didn't hear Marianne's vote. But anyway, that was all executive session. And they're violating executive session by saying so. It should never be an executive session. It should be an open. And then it should go to all five boards, and they have time to discuss it in governance committee, as Rhonda was mentioning. You know, this is not open what has happened. It is in violation of the bylaws. This will never stick. And you
Nancy
violated the membership's right to have a referendum.
Nancy, I appreciate.
Oh, did I go over? Okay, back to you.
I appreciate your input. I've got some other people who haven't spoken. Are they interested in speaking, or, cause I have people who have spoken before who are interested. We've got like 3 minutes left. I've got an R and a Jeffrey and a number that's 1956.
Can I speak?
Yes, you're recognized. You're the 4892.
So I'm an ex-programmer at KPFT, and I just want to confirm some of the stuff that has been said before. It takes a lot of hours to create a program. A lot of these problems that were supposedly pointed out before by New Day are completely made up or twisted. Somebody earlier said that New Day is not around anymore, and that's not true. You just heard from some of them on public comment. If they may not be around formally anymore, doesn't matter. You're still hearing from those same people. I've been around for a minute. It's those same people who have prevented transparency. Someone mentioned the firing of Dr. Kamau at KPFT. The firing of one of the first Black managers the first non-white manager at KPFT in Houston, which is majority people of color.
So we don't go into personnel issues, but thank you. Did I lose you?
She's muted.
No.
Or she muted herself.
No. Somebody disappeared her. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's 1956? How about, we got 1 minute left. Jeffrey? Sorry, who's?
This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth. You have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say that the attack against WBAI unpaid staff is worker voter suppression. It's almost like during the Jim Crow era when mostly white people, did not want Black people to vote. They would start questioning whether or not they lived there or whether or not they knew how to write and read and write. I mean, it is absolutely, it's very disgusting to me to see that we would be upholding that kind of behavior by somebody from New Day who was attacking Pacifica, again, attacking WBAI. BAI was shut down illegally in 2019. There's people on the KPFA majority who were participating in that, unfortunately. And because I was denouncing that, I've been suspended as an LSP member. So you guys want to see anti-democratic measures? All you need to do is listen to KPFA LSP members, and honestly, the questioning the voter, this unpaid staff who do the majority of the work of Pacifica, and their votes is when there was no proof whatsoever, just like there was no proof against me and someone else, another LSB member who was also suspended. There's this majority rule that can claim to have any kind of credibility with this outright conflict of interest,
Right. Unfortunately, we're at the end of our public comment. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your input. Robert, you're actually on the board, so.
I would like to move, Mr. Chair, I would like to move to extend public comment if you find that there is warranted for whatever, 5 minutes.
Object. I object.
I believe that we've heard from
Mr. Chair, it's not free speech. If we have members that want to interact, why don't we open the floor for them? I second Robert Gardner's motion. Why don't we vote on that, sir?
I have objections.
Those are
orders of the day. We have an agenda. Orders of the day.
Point
so
of order,
the next
point of order, it takes 2/3 to extend the time if we were to vote on it.
Exactly. But it's an open meeting.
I understood, but it would require 2/3 of us supporting extending the time.
I'm not hearing that number. So the next item on the agenda is item 7, staff recognition.
It's a motion on the floor that is being seconded.
I didn't hear a second.
Gardner, but I second that motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, it does not require a debate because it is just, it's a question that's clearly before everybody has to do with the agenda and everybody's been notified that it requires a 2/3 to change the time. So perhaps the secretary can take the roll.
Take the roll. We should note that, let's see, also Bowie has arrived. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Okay, so we are voting on whether to extend time. Okay, Teresa Allen says no.
I heard by 5 minutes.
Extend for 5 minutes?
Or, Teresa, you're not a board member.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She needs to call the roll. So the resolution on the floor is to extend the public comment time for 5 minutes.
Thank you. No wonder I'm on the wrong page. The roll. My bad. Okay.
And Melissa Bowie is, I believe, present.
Okay, Melissa Bowie, we're going to extend for 5 minutes. Is that correct, Chair?
That's correct.
For public comment. For public comment. That is the most.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Melissa,
do you vote yes, no, pass, or abstain?
No. Yes. I vote yes.
Okay, Melissa votes yes. Adriana Casale?
Adriana votes yes.
Thank you, yes. Okay, Granatina?
Yes.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Lyndon votes no. Jerry Fowler?
No.
Thank you. Rhonda Gardner? Robert Gardner.
I vote yes.
This is
Rhonda Gardner, and I vote yes. Robert Gardner votes yes. Not hearing Rob Lee. Mike Lewis?
Sorry, Rob Lee, yes.
Thank you. Mike Lewis? I'm not hearing Mike Lewis. I need a long.
I apologize, Rob Lee. I meant no. I apologize.
Okay. Okay, Rob Lee, no. Anita Long?
Is it 5 minutes, what you're asking for?
Yes.
No, just no.
Okay. 2K McKinney?
Yes.
PK says yes. Martinez?
Most of these people are not even from our signal area. I say no.
Okay. Okay, just yes, no, pass, or abstain, please. Sean McPherson?
No, please.
Okay, no. Tori Mercer?
No.
Thank you, no. Stuart Nance?
No.
Thank you. Rick Norris? I don't hear Rick Norris.
No. Rick says no.
No, thank you. Jane Scheidler?
No, and somebody needs to mute themselves.
Debbie Smith?
No.
Thank you. Lonstubers? Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Woodson?
Michael Woodson, no.
Okay. Colby Wright?
No.
Thank you. Susan Young?
Sorry, did you say me, Susan?
Yes.
No.
I did hear, I did not hear the vote. Mike? Okay, now counting.
I think you missed, and I think you missed me. No.
Well, here. You can wait, you can count. Wait.
Bob is no. I mean, Ron Stubers is no.
Okay. Is that what you said, Ron?
Correct.
Okay, fine. I see six yes.
Okay. Well, with six yes, there being less than two-thirds vote, the motion fails. So we'll move to item seven, staff recognition.
I'd like to recognize Elise, who does so many things. She does the news reads. She supports for fund drives. She has started to be a programmer DJ. She has a great on-air presence. She is incredibly supportive of everybody. I think she's a real star.
Great. Thanks, Susan. Stuart, you're up.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize Howard Reynolds, who has gone again above and beyond to try to deal with various issues, including but not limited to failed internet connections, servers dropping out, power failures. And he was back down Monday evening at 9 o'clock, restoring power to the racks at Caroline at the studios. And I think it's important to recognize just what a selfless contribution he's making to keeping things going well above and beyond. So, and I echo the comments about Elise as well. So that's what I had to say. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. I have actually something that I'd like to put. I appreciate the work that's going on the website. I know that Colby, who's actually on the board, is doing some of that. Robin and Elise doing a really nice job of getting things up there, keeping things up there. I appreciate that's our outreach to the world. So, more people go through websites than anything else. Do we have other members?
Mr. Chair,
Adriana, yes?
Yes. Please can ask members if they are not talking, please to mute. Because we are hearing in the background a bunch of talking. Thank you.
Agreed, please. If you're not on, if you could mute, I'd appreciate that. Jerry?
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment the folks that are working on putting together the app. I just, in the general manager's report, I see that we're getting a KPFT app. And you just mentioned the web being an important connectivity outreach feature. That one's got to be big, too. done.
Great. Thank you. Thanks. Other members of the board want to chime in? Otherwise, speaking of that IGM report coming up, item 8 is the interim general manager's report. Sandy, take it away.
Thank you, Ron. And, thanks everybody for attending tonight and for your comments during public session and otherwise. Big changes. We'll get through it together. First thing is we're continuing to pay all our bills and doing nicely in terms of keeping our spending in check. So to be cash neutral, cash going in is about what cash going out is. This Saturday, immediately, the Art Car Parade is going to be taking place. Big thanks to many people that are working on that project. Boyd Bluestein donated the vehicle. He'll be driving that, and the Steve Crace Band will be in tow on the trailer playing their hearts out for everybody for the two-hour parade. KPFT will again have a table, booth, call it what you will, at the edge of Emancipation Park, and there'll be a KPFT personality announcing the cars as they roll by. And Robin is working on that. So Nuri hasn't been doing that, but he's traveling. He's out of town. So we've got a couple of suggestions out. We'll see what washes in on Saturday. So we've had a really active month around the station. We introduced 6 new programs, which have kind of changed our morning lineup. We've gone to a 30-minute format on a bunch of new programs, again, 6. So we have one that covers near-death experience. We have a bilingual program on immigration that Lisi is hosting. We have Joe Jaws, if you will, doing a show called Midterms. If you haven't heard it, you should tune in. This guy has potential to be the next big political talking head superstar if he fails altogether as a politician, which I'm not so sure of. We have an EV car program that's on. We have a NASA space news, which is currently a short 2-minute segment, but will expand to a full show. And finally, a movie review show. All of this in the morning block. All of these are 30-minute pieces. So, so far, so good. I can see a pickup in listenership a little bit in the morning. And I got to say, listening to these, they're engaging. So I encourage everybody to give them a listen, give them a chance, and give us your feedback, please. Apart from the Art Car Parade this Saturday, the following Saturday, we have the rescheduled R&R cruise on Clear Lake. It's sold out. It's turned out to be, again, a good fundraising opportunity for us and a good outreach opportunity, as no one can leave the boat early. No one tried last time. I don't think they'll try this time. There's also a benefit at Dan Electro's hosted by Hank Lamb. He's entitled it Gumbo, which is the name of his program. That's on May 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Dan Electro's, and a couple of bands will be playing. Small door cover goes to KPFT. We have our blood drive, which is scheduled for May 22nd from 1 to 6 p.m. adjacent to our studio. Roll up your sleeve, plan to be there, save a life. On May 25th from 7 to 11 p.m., we're going to have a special live broadcast from the Kerrville Folk Festival, and that'll be Tom Tarantula and Howard Reynolds, and I believe Peter Rowan will be performing during this time period. So some good content. And, of course, June 6th, we'll all gather at the Heights Theater, those of us that have tickets. There are still tickets remaining for the Rodney Corral Guy Forsythe 55th birthday for KPFT. And, again, this is turning out to be a really good fundraiser for us and one of the reasons that we went over our goal during the last fund drive. Cumulative listenership stands at 119.8. That's up sharply, and this is a reflection of programming changes made in February that moved us to a block format with music and talk during the week. That was the biggest substantial change. The market share remains at 0.4, where it had been for the last 3 months before that. Some thank yous to acknowledge here, Bill Crozier and Stuart and Jerry Diaz for their assistance in shuffling things around in the studio. We have had CD player issues. I'm not sure we're through them yet, but anyway, they've been invaluable in rewiring the cable from our Wheatstone board to the CD player. And I'm looking forward to getting the on-air light going too, guys. A couple of you are on this call. Thanks to Mo and to Howard and to Stuart for making upgrades to the transmitter, including a digital power meter and housekeeping issues out at our transmitter building. I want to thank Augie and Teresa and Matt and Mary and everybody else that's come in and called lapsed donors. The last time was on the third of this month. And again, successful in raising money and restoring memberships. We're going to try to continue this twice a month. Everybody is welcome to contact Robin if you would like to come in and be part of the team on the assigned day to call lapsed donors. It's low-hanging fruit for us in terms of fundraising and also expanding membership. The app was mentioned in the thank yous, and I want to thank you for that because that is a game changer for our HD channels once it's deployed. And currently, Stephanie Wells, our ED, is in contact with the developer, and I also understand that one of the other stations is going to take that app as well. So this is applicable to all five stations. However, we're first in line here, and I'm glad to get this thing launched. It's a wonderful little tool for your phone. For those of you that get to download it, I suspect if you listen to KPFT, you'll be using it a lot. We have three new interns, summer interns, ready to start. I want to thank Marlo and Rico for getting all that lined up, getting people trained and engaged as they've been doing. Amplified Houston is going to expand to 5 days a week. We're going to get additional funding that they're working on from other 501c3s that will enable us to hire a producer for the program. So 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day is a real heavy load, and we're trying to stretch it so that one producer per day per 30 minutes ultimately occurs. But in the meantime, it's really been a couple of people carrying the load on that one. In terms of our finances, available cash in the bank is $211,427. This includes a restricted balance of $20,031. Our tower rents have been paid. Central services have been paid for the month. We do have some open liability to provision our R&R crews, about $750 worth of food and drink. And also at the Heights Theater, we have probably around $4,000 of outstanding liability to pay for the sound and lighting people and small honorariums for the band and other development expenses. So those are yet to be included in that balance. Our monthly sustainer income, and this is really important, we've been working on this now for a couple of years, just crossed $25,000. 25K people, cost us around 52, 53. So about half is coming in by credit card. We need to keep on this program. It's already eliminated our August fund drive. And speaking of fund drives, our next one will be somewhere in late May. I anticipate around the 22nd, stretching into the middle of June. Our membership count as of the first of the month was 2,772 households. And I'm reminded of that R&R cruise again, and I look at the manifest, and I see households on that boat. So some with two, some with three, some with four. I suspect our total membership's around 3,400 people. That's what I got. I'm happy to take your questions. And also, if you'd like to come in or call me during the week, please do. Any questions? Lyndon.
Yes. Thanks, Andy. I was wondering about the advertising campaign you ran through the Chronicle, and I would guess that it's probably over by now, and I was hoping we would get some sort of report on what we know about it and how it's measured. which I think is very important. I don't know if you could measure it or not, but maybe there's some ways we could do something similar, but have a better opportunity to measure whether we had positive results. Thank you.
It's an excellent question. And the last report we got, they switched strategies. Instead of running on their sites, they were using their social media, and they can track clicks to our website. So ultimately, that's what we're using as a metric. How many people are directed to our website as a result of the advertising? And I don't know if that translates to dollars, because we really don't know who's clicking. But the social media outreach on the Chronicle platform had better results than their online platform. But altogether, I would give this whole effort in terms of effectiveness a C at best. I don't think we're going to continue for now. We'll have to rethink another strategy with our limited dollars. So that's what I got. It's a good question. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wyman. That takes us to item 9 on our agenda, which is the KPFT LSB committee and task force reports. These are in semi-randomized order, and it should be an interesting topic for discussion because of the changes that we have. First up is the Management Selection and Review Committee. And I believe that Susan has that.
Yeah, I chair the Management Selection and Review Committee, and Stephanie Wells is about to join us and give us an update. So the committee has had all kinds of changes in direction that for many of us has been frustrating. We had as a priority this year to initiate the general manager review. Last year, the National Personnel Committee went through a lot of effort to design a process, and we thought that we would be initiating the general manager search process. And then Stephanie Wells came and met with us, and it indicated that because of concerns about FCC regulations, where we had interim general managers at every station at the time, that she and our FCC compliance officer decided that they needed to advance the postings more quickly. She'll give us an update about all of that, but particularly about KPFT. KPFT has gotten gotten 8 people who have submitted their credentials. The deadline for submitting credential is April 15. The other stations have not had that kind of success of reply, and so they are extending their deadlines, and she's working with them to see what that extension will be. The listing has been posted on Pacifica.org, on a number of industry posting sites, on all of the, I believe, all of the stations, the KPFT website, and out to the affiliates. The process will continue with it being very similar. What Stephanie will do is she will share a list. It's a redacted list of the candidates we have received. She has received all that goes to the national office, and she will provide that to the Management Selection Review Committee promptly, and we will give her feedback about what we think of the credentials of the people who've put their qualifications in. It is the executive director's responsibility. It is her authority to make that decision. That was true in the 2020 bylaws, and that's true currently. I'm having trouble getting Stephanie, and I would like for her to be able to.
I'm here.
Oh, great. There you go, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So would you talk about sort of the process over, you know, what's happening system wide, and then also your ideas about how you want to proceed with the, you know, with panels and so forth.
Yes, we actually have 9 people that have submitted applications for KPFT. And as Susan had mentioned, the deadline for the applications is the 15th of April, and that is on the job posting. Applications and cover letters can be sent to hr@pacifica.org. And as Susan had said, all stations currently have interim general managers, and based upon the recommendations from our FCC legal counsel regarding regulations that are required for our FCC EEO reports, we have to post a job listing for a full-time hire within 6 months of appointing an interim position. So in order to streamline the application process and to be able to have me be able to effectively schedule interviews, not just the first round of interviews with myself, I'm going to be interviewing everyone. And I will also, with the selection committee, also have everyone being interviewed. So I'm not going to be doing any of the initial cutting of applicants. I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to look at the resume and work and talk with me or talk with the people that are the applicants, everyone that has applied. So in order for us to be able to streamline that process and to be able to effectively schedule these interviews, that's why we're doing the GM applications on a rolling basis. The first one that we selected was KPFT. And as I said, it's been posted for approximately 45 days. And that will end on April 15th. And then we're going to move and we're going to post the job posting for 45 days for WPFW and KPFK. And that will be April 16th. And then on May 30th, we're going to post the applications for WBAI and KPFA. There was at one point an application that is just a standing or a job posting that is for all 5 positions. And so even though we have received 9 applications for KPFT, we have already received 2 applications for KPFK. We received 2 applications for WPFW. Their search committee is also sending me some applications that they had received prior to the hr@pacifica.org email address. We've received 2 applications for WBAI, and we received 1 application that the person didn't know what station they wanted to apply to. So I have to talk to them for a little bit more. But I have compiled a series of interview questions. I'm obviously not going to go through these now, but the questions are based on assessing leadership, strategic vision, technical understanding, fundraising, community engagement, and knowledge of FCC regulations. And so I want to be able to have a few questions about leadership and management, about broadcast and technical knowledge, about fundraising and financial oversight, community engagement and mission alignment, programming and content strategy, and also vision and strategy and administration and governance. And because Pacifica is a little different than other community supported radio stations, because we are facing and we have faced financial challenges and low listenership, I've also created some additional questions that are more targeted that focus on turnaround leadership, audience growth, financial recovery, and community rebuilding. And those would be topics that, you know, for example, turnaround and crisis management. You know, what immediate steps would you take during your first 90 days? Have you ever led an organization through a financial crisis? What was your outcome? Those kind of things. Revenue and sustainability, audience growth and engagement, programming revamp, digital strategy, leadership in a challenging environment, and vision and innovation. So in addition to those questions, what I will be providing with anyone that is also looking at the resumes or part of the interview process is basically a rubric that will break it down in a simple way, just very simple scores, 1 through 5, that will cover overall leadership and management, strategic vision, financial acumen, programming and audience development, technical and regulatory knowledge, community and stakeholder engagement, digital innovation, cultural fit, and motivation. So it sounds like there's a lot, but I'm assuming that almost everybody on this call has been through at some, you know, point an interview, been sat on interview panels themselves, have been a part of being interviewed by a panel, whatever that may be. So this is just a way to be able to streamline and make the whole process of being interviewed, also by peers, by, you know, staff members, by potential coworkers, we'll be able to just get a nice, well-rounded picture of, who we will be hiring. And the same criteria will be all across all five stations.
That's great. Okay. So, and so Stephanie, will you be able to give the LSB, the Management Selection Review Committee, a list of candidates? I understand that it is critical that it be redacted, that we not have names, addresses, so forth. And that is, that's both for the confidentiality that is critical for the people who are putting their names in, but also it's, we understand from our HR professional who worked with us last year, that you guard against bias for anything like gender, age, ethnicity. So that all of that information is redacted and will not be available to the committee.
Correct. Correct. And that's so we can really take a close look at the qualifications, and, that are listed in those resumes. We not saying that this committee would do this, and I'm, but, it has happened in the past, not here, but in other, you know, other stations possibly. It has happened in the past that there have been, people that have been contacted directly by people on the search committee or by other, committee members that are in this process, this interview process, and sort of given them information about other candidates or ways to answer questions, those kind of things. And so we want to make it fair to the individuals that are applying that they don't have any information that is given to them or you know, that their hopes are raised because they're thinking, oh, well, this person's reaching out to me directly and telling me that I'm a shoo-in for this job. But they had not even really technically been interviewed yet. So we just want to make sure that we are keeping the process, as fair as possible for all of our applicants. And hence, that's why every single applicant will, has already been contacted by me to let them know that I've received their resume and that we're, you know, going to be moving on to the interviewing process. But every single person that submits a resume will be interviewed.
Great. Thank you. Stephanie, my question was that at some point we would be seeing this redacted list of people and their attributes. Do you have an idea of when you think that that might occur? I mean, 'cause you're in the middle of the process as well.
Since there are 9 people at this point, there's still maybe more that come in by the 15th again, and you can send those resumes to hr@pacifica.org. I would get something to people within a few days. I've already started that process. When things come in, I'm already making notes, have a spreadsheet, making a list. So the work on that has been ongoing. So if it closes on the 15th, I would say probably by that Friday. So that's, let me pull up my calendar.
At least by the end of the month.
So by the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions for Ms. Wells in that process or MSRC? Going. Thank you kindly. Thank you for the update. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The next item would be, the committee would be finance. And Lyndon, you've got finance. What's going on with finance?
Yes, I do. I don't really have anything to report, and I don't think I will be reporting going forward.
Okay. My take then would be we would probably remove this one from our listing, I'm guessing.
I believe so.
Okay. So we'll address that. All right. Thanks, Lyndon.
Question. Yeah. This Rob. Quick one Rob. For Lyndon. Lyndon, will we then be receiving information about the financials from National only, or will we be receiving information broken down, you know, by the various stations?
Oh, it'll still be broken down by the stations, and Michael and Susan are on the delegates and are members of the NFC. and I will be going to the meetings in the immediate future.
Okay.
And you know, and I don't know how the budget's going to be handled, if I'm going to play any role. You know, probably not, but we'll see.
All right. Thank you. Adriana?
Yes. When is the next meeting of the LSB, our finance committee?
I don't think there's going to be a finance committee.
We are waiting till July 3rd for the judge to accept that, and that is not, the bylaws is still the one that we have. What they did is not even approved by the judge. We don't have a new bylaw yet.
I'm not going to litigate that.
Yeah. So if there is a finance meeting, that could be broadcast to the LSB. Would that be fair to say?
I know there was an NFC meeting last night, and it was brought up that we didn't have our financials yet for, I think, the first quarter of 2025. And we weren't given a time, but I think they're close. And when that happens, I guess Michael or Susan can send that out to everybody. And, you know, I'd answer questions that anybody had, but I don't think I have any official capacity.
All right. Debbie?
Does the station itself pay for this general manager? And do we have the funds to sustain a general manager?
So if I could just speak here, the question of how much would a general manager cost? What are the benefits? All that sort of thing are personnel matters that need to be discussed in executive session. Lyndon has done an analysis that suggests that strongly that we can afford it. But, I think that there are other questions about whether we can. And Stephanie has asked that, the LSB try to, help her in addressing that question.
All right. Thanks. So after finance, we have the governance committee. Marianne, how's governance?
Yes, thank you, Ron. I do have a report. First of all, I would like to say, hey, I'm only human. And because of all the things going on right now, the changes, the transition, and, you know, I'm a human person in an imperfect world. And so, like, I'm not a god. And so I throw myself on the mercy of this board. Please. Don't be mad at me, because what happened was that, I kind of dropped the ball. We have to have a meeting. I was elected as the governance chair, and we do have a, secretary that was elected. That's Debbie Smith. And, we are going to be having a meeting, and we definitely have an agenda and a lot of things to do. But, however, I was not able to post the meeting, and let me explain. So, and this is a learning experience for all of us. Okay. The thing about posting a meeting, and you're going to find out when some of you start taking the reins, and I hope you do. The thing is that when you post a meeting, right, you have to have 7-day notice. And because the 7 days got away from me, I did not post the meeting on time. Therefore, and also because of the confusion with all the things that are going on right now, Debbie and I, and mostly me, got away from us. We did not post a meeting on time. We were supposed to have a meeting on the 15th of April, and unfortunately, it did not get posted with enough notice to the membership. So therefore, I would have to post it at another time. Now, let me tell you what else is going on. If you do not post a meeting on the day that you're normally scheduled to post it, what happens is this. There's a lot of other committees that are posting their meetings, right? And they post way ahead of time. And we cannot overlap. That's another thing. You have to be careful not to overlap with another meeting that's going on. So I would have liked to have posted the meeting the day after or within that week, but I wasn't able to because there's already other meetings scheduled. All right. So therefore, the only thing that I can do is schedule that meeting for May the 20th, which is a month later. And so we will be having a meeting on May the 20th for the governance committee. The governance committee at 7 o'clock. And so that's what's going on. You know.
All right. May 20th. Thank you. Appreciate that. Rhonda, do you have a question?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would like to see if the membership would be willing to vote for us to be able to have a governance committee meeting before then. I'm not mistaken, also in the March LSB meeting, Ms. Martinez announced that the next meeting was going to be April 15th. And I'm just wondering why we didn't have a March meeting.
Duh. If you had been listening to what I said,
Can you please not be disrespectful with your duh?
Well, you're being disrespectful.
No, I'm
challenging
not.
Me the way you are.
Just because a person asks questions doesn't mean that they're making trouble. Have you heard about good trouble, Marianne Martinez? You know what? Back off.
So currently on the table is the May 20th meeting. That meeting meets all of the advance notice.
I would like to make a motion that we have a meeting beforehand, and we approve this snafu, and can I get a second?
I believe the motion is out of order. The place to make that motion is the government.
Everything I do is out of order.
I have a point of order.
Everything is dilatory.
Please let me finish. I'm being respectful to you. Please let me finish. My point of order is that such a motion is not for the LSB. It is for the governance committee. The governance committee decides when it meets, not the LSB at large. That's my point.
You know what? That's ridiculous. Seriously. And you know what? I'm really oftentimes.
Well, I guess I have to ask the chair to call
the silence from the rest of these members.
I asked the chair to call the member to order.
We have a chair of the governance committee who has called a meeting for May, and that committee also has a secretary. I'm agreeing with Mac that I don't think that we can move it around.
Mr. Chair, I have my hand out.
Yes, Adriana. You have a question?
Normally, what happened is that the committee is the one that decide when the next meeting is. The committee already made that decision, and then obviously the chair and the secretary, I don't know why they didn't ask for help or why they didn't do it on time, why they are the one that keep deciding what normally happens in these cases, and the chair can do that, and the secretary too. We can run among the governance committee members an email deciding which is the next day that the committee prefers. because the chair and the secretary already lost or didn't act in what the committee decide. I think it is fair that the committee members will decide that.
My Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that input. Okay. That meeting is scheduled. I don't know another way to schedule it differently. The next committee for reporting out is the Development and Outreach Committee.
All right.
Be Teresa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We will be... I'm sorry. We will be meeting... Oh, my gosh. Mr. Chair, why don't you
call the member to order?
Mr. Chair, take the next committee. I'm going to log in to Zoom, log on. I don't know why I don't have a good... Okay? Just take the next...
Okay, we'll move on to the...
Okay, thank you. Committee.
Okay. Next committee is the Committee of Inclusion. I do not have on this list who is chairing
that. Mr. Chair, we didn't make a decision yet. PK, myself, Marian Martinez, and Lillian Kerr, I believe that we are the members, but we didn't make the decision yet. Thank you.
Okay. So you are working on a date?
Yeah, we will try to. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Unfortunately,
and I believe
the date's been set.
For the COI?
Oh, no, not for the COI. But I will be, yeah. I will be sending that out soon.
Yeah. No, we've moved on. Here we are. Okay. So if you would, let the LSB know when you set a date for that. I think there'd be people who would be interested in attending the Committee of Inclusion. I have not done that, so I'd appreciate that. Rhonda, do you have your hand up? Do you have an additional question?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'll take my hand down. Sorry.
It's a Zoom thing. And next on, I have the Major Donor Task Force. So, Rob, are you?
I'm. Can you hear me?
Hold that in. Uh-huh. Yes.
I just wanted to say that we've kind of put a little table on the major donors. We're going to work hard initially on what has been called the low-hanging fruit. So we're trying to really encourage people to come to the station and contact Robin to be able to do that and try to have twice a month calls to lapsed donors. We are working on different ideas for major donors. But what I would say is, even though we don't call it that, I did have a meeting with Sandy, and the general idea is we want to raise money. And we're doing better than we did before. So we've kind of decided that, you know, we want to, what is going on right now seems to be doing it. It's not as formalized as maybe board members would like it to see. But the results speak for themselves in success and programs like what is going to go on at the Heights Theater and the boat trips and et cetera, of all that's been done, which is being done in more often than it was before. So again, I don't want to belabor this, but say, we're kind of developing a little bit more, but even without it being formalized, it is occurring, and more information will be forthcoming as meetings progress rather than waste time with me babbling. Is that okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Rob. Without seeing any questions on that, we come back to development and outreach.
Yay, I'm back. Okay. I hope I'm not echoing still.
I hear you.
You are echoing.
Okay. Well, I'm getting off my computer. I don't know. I would possibly be echoing only on this meeting once. Okay. We're meeting at the Art Car. We're going to be passing out quarter flyers. It's a great way to meet people. We are meeting.
I'm sorry, Teresa. Is any way that I cannot, I hear half of what you said. I cannot hear you. It's a terrible echo. Do you have your phone, maybe your phone and your computer on? Turn off one of them. Normally that's why you have an echo.
I've turned off my phone. I've turned off my computer. So I don't know what the problem is.
We can hear you okay. Just plug your ears up so you don't have to hear yourself and just plow through it.
Okay. If any of you want to join us and distribute flyers before the parade, call me. Call me. If you want to pass flyers at the Art Car, which is next Saturday, and we're going to be there about between 11 and 11:30, meeting at the KPFT booth, passing out flyers until the parade starts. Then we enjoy the parade. April 19th, we will be at Discovery Green with Weston Twardowski, who has the game show on KPFT on Mondays. That's Tuesday. If you have any environmentally related gifts or prizes that you would like to donate, please contact me. It could be plant cuttings. It could be books that you might have that are environmentally related. Last year I had some puzzles. They were used, but they were very nice and they were environmentally related and people really appreciated them. Anyway, Weston's going to come up with either a game or we'll have a little raffle or something and mingle with people and get people to sign the clipboard and introduce them to the environmental show and introduce them to KPFT. It's always a lot of fun to meet prospective listeners and people who have been listening, could be, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. Okay, May 4th, we are having a picnic at Mandel Park. There are, Debbie Smith and Tori Mercer and Kurt Gergen and I and several members of the committee are working on this. We're inviting people to bring a picnic lunch, to bring a blanket or some lawn chairs, to bring their games, their hula hoops, their frisbees. Lyndon, you're going to bring a frisbee, right? Right. and just enjoy the park. There's a community garden there. So you can, you know, buy some food there, either bring your food or there are a couple restaurants there that you could get something to go and take it over to the park. We're going to invite people to, at one point we're going to, Tori has a sound system. We can take comments and suggestions. We can have people fill out a survey. We can have people tell stories of how they discovered KPFT, because I have heard some very interesting stories just by asking members, their impressions and their memories of KPFT through the years. So mark your calendar for Sunday, May the 4th from 11 to 2.
And we're going to be jamming the blues as well. I mean, it's Nuri's show, 11 to 2. So we will be playing his show. He'll be doing live shout-outs possibly to the people in the park. And then anybody's welcome to from the station, any kind of DJs or hosts are welcome to come down and say hello to the crowd. You know, we'll have an open mic there. And so that, you know, people want to talk.
Yeah, it should be nice. And Several of us are bringing tents just in case people need shade or in case it's misting, but I think it should be a lot of fun.
Let's go to...
Okay. One other thing. For Pride this year, last year I went to the Pride Parade. I didn't walk for KPFT. I walked with another group, but it was high energy and it was a very enthusiastic group of people. I'm hoping that we can bring some clipboards, have people sign up for KPFT's email blasts and give impressions of what they want to hear on the radio. And so they can be introduced to the radio. I think it would be a great place, a lot of like-minded people that really enjoy knowing KPFT. So if you want to be involved in things, please send me.
Hey, one thing I was going to add for Earth Day, y'all should offer a prize for everybody who uses Metro. Unfortunately, I found that when I interview fellow passengers, a majority of people have never heard of KPFT.
Great idea, Anissa. I'll have a prize especially for you, Anissa. If you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Teresa. Okay.
I want to show everybody the flyer. See, I've got 800 of these printed out. They've got the radio on the front, and then there's the little code. And I want to thank Robin for getting this to me. And I'm saving the station money by printing them out.
That's what we're passing out on at the Art Car Parade.
Yes.
Great. All right. Thank you. So that concludes item 9 of the agenda. Item 10 is unfinished business. I do not believe we have any unfinished business unless I hear from the board. Otherwise, we move on to item 11, which is new business. Is there any new business before the board? Adriana?
I have my hand up. Yes. Mr. Chair, I believe that we should have a meeting of the LSB where we can discuss the new proposed LSB bylaw amendments, because obviously our rights are being changed and whatever, and I want to see if we have an open discussion about that. It's my motion to have a meeting of the LSP to discuss that issue. That is my motion.
I second them.
It needs a date.
I oppose the motion.
I seconded the motion first.
Right.
You need, the motion is incomplete in that it doesn't have a date.
What do you mean, sir? I'm proposing a meeting. We can propose a meeting in 15 days. Yes.
So the motion on the table is that we have a meeting of the LSB.
I'm saying we can do it. We can do it the 28th, April 28th, to have a meeting of the LSB, April 28th, Monday, 7 p.m., where the LSB can discuss the changes, because obviously it's affecting our right directly.
So the proposal on the floor, new business, is to have a meeting
April 28th at 7 p.m.
At April 28th at 7 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, just getting this down here. So, and we have a second.
Yeah.
Is that a Monday?
Yes, it's a Monday.
What is April 20th?
It's a Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I oppose the motion.
We need to discuss.
So,
we have 10 minutes for this
when we have a
in the agenda, right?
Sorry?
We have 10 minutes on the agenda for this new business. The first thing that we need to do is discuss
there's a motion on the floor that's been seconded to have an LSB meeting on April 28th,
which is far enough away. May I motivate my motion?
Thought that you did already.
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you giving me the floor to motivate?
You can move something or not move something. This is not for discussion.
I move it, and then before anything else, you have a motion, then you need to have a second, and then after that, before voting, we allow 10 minutes for this. We need to have a discussion about it. I can motivate it, and somebody that is against can motivate against it. That's fine. That's the normal procedure.
So you moved, and it was seconded. Mac, you have a...
Please.
Are you saying that you're not moving to have a meeting?
I said I need to motivate it, sir.
And you have to speak in favor of her motion.
Mac, you have your hand up?
Yes. I oppose the motion to have a special meeting. If there is a special meeting, it has to have a clearly defined agenda rather than just, you know, loosey-goosey, we're going to talk. But my opposition is, A, virtually this entire meeting has been talk about the settlement and the bylaws. B, there's nothing to prevent members from talking about this amongst themselves. I'm concerned if you set a meeting and you have a quorum, then you've got, then the field is open for all kinds of new business, extraneous business. I just think that it's A, pointless, and B, hazardous. That's my opposition.
All right. Susan? Yeah.
Yes. I also would like to speak in opposition. I do think that a town hall meeting about the amended bylaws and ideas going forward can be useful. However, an LSB meeting is really not the right framework because these bylaws have been adopted by the national board, as was explained by Sean very effectively. The national board made the decision to sue New Day Pacifica, and it's the national board's responsibility to determine what the decisions are about dealing with litigation. That's what the board did. There is a settlement. The court demanded that we mediate. We have a mediated settlement. It's before the court. LSBs have no authority to change that. To suggest they do is a bait and switch. And I think that that is what Adriana is calling for. I agree with Mac. She has not been clear about what the agenda or purpose of the meeting would be. And that would be required to call it. So I think that it is. I think it's a bad idea to hold an LSB meeting. I think it's a very good idea to hold a town hall meeting.
Amen, sister.
Jerry?
I'm sorry, sir, but these are two in favor and two against. We have already the two against. Can we have the two in favor?
Yeah, I don't actually have a motion in front of me.
Yes, sir. I say like a lot of motion that were in this meeting verbally and very clear. I'm asking for a special meeting of the LSB in April 28 at 7 a.m. to discuss bylaw amendments. That is in a special meeting and it's the only issue there. That's why it's in a special meeting, sir.
So bylaw amendments would also go in the governance meeting, right?
No, sir. I ask, it's a motion. You don't have the right to, we have two against. You need to call two people to, I put the motion there, two people, but call four or discuss in favor. And then we vote.
The trouble is that an LSB meeting requires an agenda.
Well, could I interject?
It's in a special meeting.
Could I interject?
No. My God. You have two in favor. They are all people speaking against this, and you're not calling the two in favor, sir.
We're not voting on it yet.
Do you have enough votes?
We are not voting on it yet.
Okay.
Having discussion.
A quick interjection, if I could. This is Rob. Mm-hmm. Is that yes or no? Or am I muted?
You are not muted.
Here's what
other people have their hands up, Rob.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Adriana, just a second here. Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that they don't want to do an LSB meeting, but it would be proposed that we'd have a town hall. And I think the idea is to try to air out the grievances that I've heard tonight. I would be in favor of a big kumbaya and all of us trying to work on this. But, you know, why do we worry about debating about what a meeting is called? If there's a concern, why would you not be comfortable with the town hall?
Sir, do you want me to answer?
So, Jerry,
the motion that is in the floor, on the floor, and is second. The second thing is you offer that in governance, and we're still waiting for you to tell us when we can have our kumbaya. Never will happen. I have a motion on the floor.
I think it's a good idea to visit.
Why we spend
we have people with their hands up. We have people with their hands up. Adriana, Jerry, you.
Yes, I would probably like.
No, Jerry is the third person.
Adriana, you do not have the floor.
I was just given the floor, Adriana. I would like to say, I would like to ask you what you hope to gain. What can you accomplish with a special meeting?
I will tell you, sir, yes.
Fait accompli.
I can tell you exactly. This thing that was concocted or working in executive session and be in the back of the LSPs and the membership that we represent, I believe that we are the elected representative of the membership, the one that are the only shareholders of this foundation. And we have the right to have this discussion. If some of you want to vote against that, fine. I don't have any problem. You can accept whatever, and you can take seriously your fiduciary responsibilities or not. But I want to have that meeting, and all the LSP members will put their opinion. That's why I want it.
All right. Thank you. PK?
If this had gone the way that it should have gone, it would have been, she made her motion, it was seconded, and then it should have been, you had their discussion, and she would have given you the reason, not with the person next to her, but to all of us, so we can all hear it. And I think it's a good idea, because I think this would be an opportunity. If we have a town hall meeting, they can't vote. They can't change anything. All they can do is talk about it. But I do think that it should be talked about in a town hall meeting, because we haven't had one in a while, and we need to do so. At the same time, this caught me unaware until I read the agenda and the things that have been happening concerning this bylaw change, and then listening to people during community talk, the differences, one being not so true and the other being more concerned, which was my thing. I think that if a meeting is being called by one of our members on the LSB, that we take it into consideration rather than making it, I mean, you know, you can say no. I don't have a problem with disagreeing to have one versus the other, but she should have been able to motivate her motion. And if anybody else wanted to motivate her motion, which I do, that we would do that, and those that didn't want to motivate it or against it, that they would have it, and then we vote, rather than all this back and forth between us.
This is the discussion on the motion that was made, and we have some people with their hands up. Would you want to discuss, or would you like to vote on whether or not to have this meeting? So,
well,
I
first had a point of information because I understood somewhere buried beneath all the crosstalk and ugliness, I thought I heard the chair say that he would not call for a vote on the issue. If that is correct, then let us move on. If that is incorrect, then yes, I call the question, because this is just interminable. We will argue about anything. So let's just vote.
All right. Marianne, are you disagreeing, or are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right. Secretary, let's call a vote.
I'm sorry, sir, but...
Can I object?
Sorry, sir. May I ask? May I ask why? A member, you know, I hope that people read a little bit better what Robert Rule of Order is telling. You cannot get the floor, give your opinion, and then ask for sharing the floor and call for the vote. That
any
is not
any
allowed.
Any member can call the question.
Anyway, yes, but not when you have the floor. If you ask for the floor and discuss
Mr.
the motion,
Chair, I ask that you cannot control the meeting.
If I'm not mistaken, P.K. McCrary did not get an opportunity to motivate. There weren't, only person who spoke to motivation was Adriana, for it. And I believe PK stated that she would like to, PK?
Are you talking about speaking for or against, or are you talking about moving? So you can make a motion?
I was talking
you can
about,
second a motion?
I would like to motivate it as well before a vote. That's what I asked for. And then everybody was going back and forth.
You mean to have a discussion?
I want to have the discussion in order, right? Rather than cross-talking, which is what everybody has been doing. From the time she made the motion and it was seconded, one person said, I don't agree with it. But that wasn't the way we should do it. You get to not motivate it. You get to speak against it. And you don't go back and forth with the person who's made it. We're talking to each other, but one at a time. And I didn't get a chance to motivate it because we already were trying to vote what we haven't talked about.
Mr. Chair, I respectfully request that PK be given a chance to speak in support of the motion, and that we then vote.
Is everybody in agreement? I mean, can we just...
Mr. Chair, are you there?
If you'll please rule.
Yes.
Okay.
So is PK going to speak? Can she just speak?
Please. You've had the floor. Please.
I think sometimes the fact that the meeting where things happen aren't always on our regular Wednesday call. People have already met about what they're going to vote on or not vote on if those are things that are already being questioned. But this was something that I didn't understand and I was asking questions, but it was almost as if I was being dilatory. I think the reason to have this special meeting as an LSB is to have conversations. And what I would like to suggest is I have a conflict resolution workshop called Good Trouble. It was created by John Lewis, and some of us have gotten together to talk about the fact that there are things that aren't quite right, and there are things that weren't wrong in its fruition, but we don't understand, and it ends up being that we're arguing about who gets to speak, who doesn't, who's being dilatory, who's not. If I have a problem and I have an issue, maybe this is one where we're just addressing one issue, and that's about the bylaws. My other suggestion is that that meeting could be for creating a town hall meeting so that we can let the people who are supporting us with their donations know what is going on as well. And so I want to motivate to have this meeting. It'll give all of us time to think about it. And in the meantime, the groups, if you are factional, you all could get together and come in that day, but it'll be the one thing that we're talking about, not an agenda of a list of things. It's one, and it has to do with the bylaws.
All right. Thank you, PK. The question has been called. Can I get the secretary to run the roll? And the motion is to have an LSB meeting to discuss bylaw changes on April 28th at 7 p.m. That would be a Zoom meeting. Yes would be to have the meeting, and no would be to not have the meeting. All right.
All right. Melissa, do we? Melissa? Not hearing Melissa.
Yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanay?
Yes.
Thank you. Glenn Etienne? Glenn Etienne? You're muted.
Yes.
Thank you, Glenn. Okay. Lumen Foley?
No.
No. Jerry Fallon?
No.
Thank you. Rhonda Gardner?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Robert Gartner? Yeah. Not hearing Robert Gartner? Rob Lee? Not hearing Rob Lee? Mike Lewis?
Hello?
Yes, Rob.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm working on the telephone instead of my laptop. Anyway, I will be out of town. I will not, I would have liked to participate. I say no.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Anita Long? No. Anita?
I'm mute.
You're muted, Anita.
I said no.
Thank you, Anita. PK McCary.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Marianne Martinez.
I'm one of the few people that was there when those bylaws were written. I'm very old.
Yes or no.
Okay. And, yes. And they're not sacrosanct. And I say no.
No. Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson.
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Tori Mercer.
No.
Tori says no. Stuart Nance. Stuart Nance. I'm not hearing Stuart Nance. Rick. Not hearing Rick Norris. Jane Scheidler?
No, thank you.
Okay, no. Debbie Smith?
No.
No, okay. I'm going to go. Michael Woodson?
No.
Okay, Colby Wright?
No.
Colby says no. Susan Young?
No.
No. Okay. I did not hear Robert Gartner. Mike Lewis. Stuart Nance. Rick Norris. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
And you need to ask the chair, Ram Stewart.
5, yes. Just 1 minute. Okay. The vote so far is 5 yes, 12 no. Mr. Chair, do you want to vote?
I would vote no.
Okay. So, motion fails, 5 yes, 3 no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion to adjourn.
Chair, have we confirmed meeting is May 14th?
Actually,
we need to vote for the next meeting.
Our next meeting.
The meeting is already scheduled.
Just confirming that.
It's right. In the agenda. It is scheduled. Susan.
It's on I understand it's confirming it, but it is already scheduled. Motion to adjourn.
And we got a second.
Thank you, Rob.
anybody disagreed?
Good night.
Hearing no disagreement. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks, everybody, for the discussion.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Thank you for your leadership.